Hello and welcome to the KE Report. Chad and Corey here, getting an update from Big Ridge Gold, traded on the TSXV under the ticker BRAU and on the OTCQB under the ticker ALVLF. And we are talking today the president and CEO, Mike Bandrowski. And Mike, it's been a while since we've had you on the show to get an update on Big Ridge Gold. So nice to talk to you again today. You had a couple press releases out that we want to get to, but one of the press releases just from last week really recapped 2023, all the different milestones the team had at Big Ridge Gold. Why don't you walk us through the key takeaways from what happened in last year's work program?
Sure. Thanks, Chad and Corey, for having me again. It's been a while, as you said. Yeah, we did. We put out a press release kind of highlighting our milestones, what we did in 2023, just letting the market know that obviously there's more news to come on some of the results from the field work that we did. But yeah, it was despite the markets, they were challenging, as you know, but we did do some meaningful work. At the start of the year, we got a new resource estimate at Hope Brook, growing the resource from about 950,000 ounces to just under 1.5 million. So it's a significant lift for us. We've got now an open pit resource, a little over a million ounces at 2.14 grams, which I think is one of the, if not the highest grade open pit resources in the country right now. So it's fantastic for us. And we know that there's more gold to be found there. We also highlighted on our Gold Island acquisition, which brought in obviously some meaningful cash for us. There's about $3.8 million in working capital, which most of that was cash. Brought in some new supportive long-term shareholders, as well as Paul Pint to our board, who is, you know, longtime Bay Street sales guy from several banks there. And then we highlighted on the exploration program that we did. We spent roughly $1.9 million at Hope Brook and a bit on some of the properties that we brought in with Gold Island. But the bulk of that was at Hope Brook, primarily sampling channel samples, soil samples, and then a sizable geophysical program, which we ran on the southwest extension of the Hope Brook deposit, so on the resource that I highlighted earlier. And then we did some regional work as well. And then we actually put out our first results from that geophysical program. And I think the key takeaway from that press release is the significant size of the anomalies that come off of our known resource estimate that is at Hope Brook. Looks like these anomalies extend, you know, 3.5 to 4 kilometers to the southwest of the deposit. We can walk the alteration zone from the deposit roughly 3-4 kilometers as well. And then we've got a strong correlation with some +5 gram per ton grab samples that were taken along there as well. So it all points toward certainly growing the size of the resource. We just need to get back and hopefully drill it in the near term.
Mike, I want to talk valuation with you, because even after this recent little market rebound, Big Ridge market valuation wise, Canadian, a little over $15 million. And as you said, you have close to a 1.5 million ounce resource with this other exploration upside that you are now looking at after isolating that. What are the work program plans then this year to try to get revalued, even just more to what the market is now valuing ounces in the ground just at Hope Brook, which is in the well-known jurisdiction within Newfoundland?
Valuation's a dangerous topic. It's actually quite funny. You know, we had, up until the end of March, we were 51% owners of the Hope Brook Gold Project. If you take 51% of the resource estimate at 1.44 million ounces, we were trading, you know, market cap ounce in the ground, we were trading at almost $17 per ounce. Our shareholders and management came in, purchased 36.5 million shares of Big Ridge from our project vendor, First Mining. We cleared them out of the stock. They waived our stage two earn-in, and we went to 80% of the project. And we're actually cheaper now on a market cap per ounce in the ground basis. So it's pretty wild. But, you know, we were $17. Now we're about $15 per ounce in the ground. So you look at our peer group, you know, in Newfoundland, I think they're probably around anywhere from $35 to $70 per ounce in the ground. So we've got a long way to go to get there, despite the fact that we've got the biggest resource on the island outside of Marathon, which is now owned by Calibre Mining.
Yeah, Mike, it's interesting that ounces in the ground are getting such a low valuation, but in your case, there's definitely some room to re-rate higher just to get in line with the peers. I still think the whole sector is at criminally low levels compared to where it was in prior cycles at even a lower gold price. But what can we talk about as far as the value drivers coming up this year? I know there's a lot of work the team is doing as far as de-risking work, groundwork, some of the met work. Some of that is coming down the pipeline. And then also just talk to us about where you'd like to drill, what kind of a drill program you would like based on that survey that's coming.
Yeah, I think value drivers, I mean, we still have a bunch of news to get out on the 2023 exploration program that we did. We just put out really the work that was done on Hopebrook. We did some regional work as well on some known prospects on the property. So we'd like to get that out to the market in, you know, in due course over the next few weeks or so. That'll be first. As far as a work program goes, you know, there are some de-risking things we want to do. We want to continue with the ore sorting that was done. There was a study done in 2013. We'd like to get more of our ore in and sorted, a bigger sample size with all our lithological units and see how that reacts. We'd like to do some baseline work at Hopebrook. You know, the bulk of it was done, and it can be a huge expense for companies, and we think we can get it done in about 3 or 4 weeks. So the fact that it was done by one of the previous owners of the project, and we've just got a bit to complete it, is fantastic. And then, you know, potentially we'll get out some economics on the project and have a look at really what it can generate now. And then obviously with the results we've had at Hopebrook, hopefully we can duplicate those on some of our regional targets and then start budgeting for a drill program to test that southwest extension to Hopebrook, maybe some of the regional targets, and start to do some geotech drilling, hopefully.
When do you pull the trigger on actually getting out there and drilling some of the new targets on Hopebrook, even going after potentially other targets that you find? Is it market dependent? Is it anything else? What can you tell us there?
I think that's the biggest driver, is the market. You know, we're still seeing a lot of companies put out drill results, and right now the market just doesn't care. They're not getting any value for it. So we don't want to go and spend money and dilute the company, put out drill results and get zero value for it. It's not worth it. So like you said, that is the biggest driver, is the market. When do we pull the trigger? I mean, look at we haven't even spotted holes or put together an exploration program yet. Internally, we're starting to work on that. I think we still have a bit more news to get out to the market, like I said, on the regional targets, and then we can at least get our heads around the best way to move forward and hopefully build value on a program. We still don't know costs and size of the program yet, and then obviously it'll be market dependent.
Well, Mike, one more thing I think we should touch on that was a key milestone and catalyst, and maybe people that haven't checked in on the project a while won't have noted this, and that is that you now have 80% of the project ownership, part of that JV deal with First Mining. Maybe walk us through that news you put out on March 28th, the up in stake in the ownership of the project.
Yeah, it was a huge milestone for us. If you recall, we had a two-stage earn-in agreement with First Mining. The first stage was $10 million in the ground, and that got us to 51%. We had 2 years to complete that. We actually did it a year ahead of time. So I think in September 2022, we announced it. We had until June of 2026 to complete stage two, which was another $10 million in the ground, issuing another 10 million shares. And that, like I said, got us to 80%. What we were able to negotiate was, it was fantastic. Our shareholders and management came in and purchased the 36.5 million shares from First Mining. So, you know, we believe it removed a sizable overhang on the stock. They are no longer shareholders of Big Ridge. They waived the stage two. We had, you know, over $5 million left to spend to get to that 80%. So that was waived. And now we're outright 80% owners of the project right now. So it was a fantastic transaction for us. And obviously it shows the support from our shareholder base that we have.
Yeah, Mike, that was nice to see. It was big news for the company, so congrats to your team. And I guess we'll wrap it up there for today, but please keep us posted as some of the news comes out as far as the work programs for later this year and some of the work the team will be doing on the ground. If people want to follow along with the news at Big Ridge Gold, definitely click on the link below this interview. It takes you over to the company website and their news section. And Mike, like always, looking forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.